Would you pray with me? Dear gracious, loving God, the Word was, the Word is, the Word will always be. May your Word speak to these, your people, Lord. Thank you for the witness that I can share. Hide me behind the cross so that all people see is you, your power, your strength, your love in this message and this testimony. We just thank you and love you, and I just pray that this new year ahead for each person is filled with your goodness, your grace, your peace, presence, and power. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. How exciting to begin a new year, and what a neat service. Choose one. To try to focus, to look at things. This picture shows someone looking through binoculars. What would it look like if we just focused on one thing in our spiritual life? I call it the power of one. One word, one song, one fruit, one story. What if we did that and it could change our lives? I'm here to start the series off. I'm so thankful that William asked me to do that. So today I want to talk about what would it look like if we just chose one word for the year. And I wanted to look at the definition of what William just talked about in the prologue of John. Did you hear how many times the word was used? That definition is the word was God, the word was with God, he was in the beginning with God, and then what came into being when Jesus came down here was life. That's the definition, the biblical definition of the word. Then let's look at the definition, what the dictionary says. It says it's a sound or combination of sounds, or it's a representation in writing or print that symbolizes and communicates a meaning. Isn't it kind of neat how those two kind of go together? The meaning, the word, God, life. That's what I want to talk with you about. I chose last year to focus on one word. I want to tell you a little bit about my story, and I hope you just hear these elements. This is just my testimony, but how it came about. I was driving in the car to pick William up from an airport in Pittsburgh, and I heard on K-Love, they were talking about this book by Deborah McComber, One Perfect Word. They said, what would it look like instead of making a New Year's resolution to focus on a word? I thought, wow, that's kind of interesting. What would my word be? And I don't know if this is like for other people, but for me, it was instantaneous. I already knew what it was. It was peace. You know how I knew? I'd bought these bookmarks for a Bible study I had led 6 months prior. Jennifer's shaking her head. She was in that Bible study. The neat part is it has about 12 or 14 or 16 scriptures on the back. I also thought about this. See these two t-shirts? This is all my stuff. These two t-shirts, I'd bought them 6 months prior too. The Lord was trying to tell me, you know what, girl? You need some peace. This picture shows that I chose peace. That picture is me. I'm a 70s girl. You can see those ringlets. They're really in style then. The red, white, and blue. But most of all, I chose pieces because it's something I needed. You see, I was picking William up from the airport to come to my mom's service. That's my mom in the corner. She had had a four-year battle with cancer, and she went home to be with the Lord on December 27th of 2011. And so you know how everything kind of comes together. This, my mom's journey. And it's something, don't we all long for in our life, peace? So I knew what the word was going to be. Little did I know the journey God was going to take me on. So I'd like to share with you. That's how I chose the word. I've read many things in this book and online about how people choose words. Let me give you a couple suggestions. It's something you want to learn more about. It's something you long for. It's something maybe you want to study more. It's a goal that you have in life. I heard Beth shared with me, her word is compassion. What a great word. I have a story from a blog of a fiction writer that I like. She chose learn, and she said, wow, did she learn a lot in the year? So I went into the year thinking peace is what I long for my mom's passing, just from trying to understand it better. And can I tell you what a little something I learned? All of us long for that, don't we? In the chaos of the world and all the things that come at us, we long for peace. Let me tell you a little bit about my journey. So I picked the word. It was there before me. And do you know when you have top of mind, peace, you see it all over. Do you see all these peace things I have here? I'm not saying you have to collect all of them. But so it was top of mind. I said, Lord, how do you want me to learn this and study it? So here are some things that I did. So you say, so I have my word, what should I do? I looked at scriptures, looked those up, and studied them. I also, Nathaniel, flip. These are my cues of exactly what I did. I listened to music. I studied scripture. I saw it through friends, through nature, and that picture in the corner is my beloved Gracie Jo. I think you all heard my testimony in February. We went to pick out Gracie Jo, and you know what she had on her collar? A peace sign. And we knew that she was for us. But how that dog has taught me peace is that she is one of the calmest dogs I've ever met. And the Lord's like, you need her. Watch her. But I learned it through friends, through being with people that have peace. And you know what? I live with somebody 24/7 that shows me peace every day. I found it in when I visited places. And when peace is on your mind, you look for it. I found a brochure from Avila Christian Retreat Center. And guess what? They had a session on peace, unloading the burdens of life. Wow, it was a Franciscan sister that told us her thoughts on peace. So do you see all the different elements that kind of came together when it was top of mind? It was my touchstone. I put it in front of me. Somebody, after they heard my word was peace, guess what I got in the mail? Something on peace. My good friends, the Chestnuts, guess what I got for Christmas? This little box with peace on it. So my suggestion is to share it with people. Here's my word. Because when we share it, I shared those scriptures. I don't know how many of these books I gave out to my friends. Oops. Thank you, Beth. You can't be a speaker that walks around too much either. I gave these books to a lot of my friends. I prayed those peace scriptures. You know, my goal was to memorize all of them. I didn't do it. I'm giving myself grace on that. I didn't do it. But can I tell you a few that really mean a lot to me? The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Those have become part of me. You see, I'm not reading those. Do you know how many people I prayed those for? Because I prayed them for myself. That when I was in a situation where I needed peace, God said, look to me. And what are you studying about peace? But the thing that made the difference is prayer. I went to God in prayer when I was in a stressful situation. I prayed to him every day for him to show me peace and for it to be deep in my heart. I think what I've learned so much this year is that prayer makes a difference. Do you remember my testimony about we have so many people we're praying for that I have a heart? I showed it to y'all, my metal heart, that we pray people into God's heart, because if I'm living in peace, I can't carry all your burdens, but I know someone who can. So that prayer has just become so much a part of us. in our lives. So what did I learn, and what did God teach me during this journey? He taught me no Jesus, no peace. No Jesus, no peace. And if you see that little arrow, see my little Gracie Jo? She's got that peace sign. We got her a hot pink peace sign. But this baby sleeping in the hand of a parent, you know what it reminds me of? That God has us right in the palm of his hand. In Isaiah it says, see, I've inscribed you on the palm of my hand. That peace is known by knowing Jesus and knowing God. And one of the other things I've learned is that I needed to grow and learn what peace was. Let me tell you a challenge. December was a challenging month, wasn't it, honey? I was driving to North Raleigh, and you know, you get a little nudge. Your car doesn't sound very good, but you keep driving. And the transmission went out, but I was safe. I pulled off into a street. And do you know what? After 12 months, guess what? The peace came on me. I said, you're safe. Call AAA. Call the people you were supposed to meet with. Call William and let him know that they're towing it to the Honda garage. And it was amazing when William called me. I think he thought I'd be in tears. But I'm like, it's no big deal. It's a car. I'm safe. So do you see, it took a while, but those are the tests that God gave me and the challenges. And maybe circumstances won't change, but I can go to that place in my heart. And so what I'd like to leave you with about what I learned is really what this person sent me on this note. Peace. It doesn't mean to be in a place where there is no noise, trouble, or hard work. It means to be in the midst of these things and still be calm in your heart. You know, after I married William, and I just praise God that he thought that I would be the ministry partner for him, William shows me so many times that he goes to this place in his heart that no matter what's going on, he can find that peace. And that's what I long for. So we can see peace in people. I'm not there yet. I'm a work in progress, just like we all are by God's sanctifying grace. But I'm on my way. And you know what? At the end of the year, God has taken my hand. He's helped me learn. You heard the scriptures I can say pretty well by heart because I know that they're true. He's grown me. He's gives me challenges and opportunities, but I'll never forget this year. And it's not done, I have a feeling. A lot of people have asked me what word, after you've collected all this peace stuff, this is to remind me. You might not be a visual person, but I need this reminder. What word will you pick for 2013? I've thought a lot about it. And I want to show you some words that I think are great. I'm not trying to influence you, but these are words that maybe you have on your heart, you long for, you have questions about. But I'm going to listen to the rest of the series. Choose one song, one story, one fruit. Because I believe God's going to, this year, I believe I'm going to be concentrating on one story. And the story that keeps coming to me is the story of Ruth, about God's redeeming love. But what we want you to, what I'd love for you to take away from this is that this focus has helped me. Every day I didn't get up and have a regimen of, I've got to study 15 minutes, I've got to do all these things. But having it top of mind and in front of me every day, I wear these two t-shirts, they are clean. I do wear them to the wellness center almost every other day. Maybe I could be an agent of peace for people. Maybe Maybe by knowing peace deep in my heart, I can share that with other people and share God's peace. You know, in Jesus' words, remember what he said before he left to die on a cross? Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you, not as the world gives. And that's the peace that I found. I have challenging days, as I said, when the car broke down. Then guess what? The next week, the dishwasher broke down. We had to get a new dishwasher. I came to the anniversary of my mom's death 2 days after Christmas. I didn't know how that day was going to look. But after 12 months of studying peace, I can tell you it was different than a year ago. So what William and I are, and the whole church and Reverend Frazier, we're just suggesting to you, what would it look like if you focused on one thing in your spiritual life? A word, song, fruit, story, prayer. I'm excited to hear about each of these. I wanted to present my journey of studying a word. If there was one thing I would probably change, it would be in this journal, I would have written down more of my experiences, because preparing this message, I said to William, oh, remember this, remember this. And he's like, honey, you've got 15 minutes. So if you would like more information from me, please just see me and I can share with you. I wish I would have written down a little bit more, because at the end of the day, I'd be like, wow, I can't believe God came in and did that. But really, it's about him and what he is doing through his word. Because remember, the word is, the word was, the word will always be. It's a living word. And every time we open up our Bibles, wherever we're at, God meets us. When I said those scriptures to you, when I first started memorizing them, they were pretty much just words. But then the meaning of the words started taking place in here. And I want peace to be written on my heart. And I want peace in your lives too. And I just pray that. This year I have a new journal. It has butterflies on it. So for my one, choose one, it might be a story. I just haven't chosen that yet. But I'm going to write down in this journal. Our hope is that by you choosing one, that we'll have numerous witnesses. Do you see how we did this? So you all give witnesses? That you will witness to us that by choosing one of these things, how God is working in your life and the life of others and the life of the church and the life of the community, so you can share with us. You won't have to get up and preach, we promise. 3 to 5 minutes. But we want to see what he's doing, because my prayer and William's prayer is that he's going to do a new thing in all of you, and that we'll all have a testimony in this year about what he's doing. The invitation for prayer today is, no matter what you choose in this new year to focus on, William and I chose a word for you today. You know what we chose for you? Grace. We chose grace for you because in 2 Corinthians it says, my grace is all you need. We are here and we want to pray a word of grace over you today for any and every need that you have. We love you. We are so thankful that you're a family. And we are so thankful that you pray for us because we pray for you. And what I realized in my life, that God is always at work. And the one thing we know is grace is unmerited favor. He meets you where you're at. So wherever you are today, whatever you're facing, whatever you need, he's here. His arms are open. He's ready to listen to your heart. And when you can't say the words, he knows your heart. So William and I will be up here as they play Listen to Our Hearts, and we'd be happy to pray with you. Thank you for allowing me to share my journey of peace. And I pray that in the coming year, as you focus on one thing, that your testimony can be is, it was because I looked to the Word and looked to God, who abounds more and more in his grace and his love in your lives.